Welcome to Technology Rocks. It's the weekend!
And... dramatic pause.
This is your Technology Rocks Friday slash Saturday weekend recap, so we'll make the show a little longer than usual. Tony and I are just... this is our busy season, and this is a side project that's turning into a real project as we approach 900 listeners. So, also equally exciting. The format thing is working, I would say, T. It's just, it's a lot of work to make it work, if that makes sense.
Work is work.
So it makes sense. Instead of just talking about random things, it actually makes it more...
Oh, we're still talking about random things. We're just working on random things in an organized manner.
On a list. Okay, so local happenings and nudes, huge.
This one's great. Can I say it?
Okay.
At Comic Palooza, they have announced that the actor for Mr. Strickland and for Marty McFly and Doc Brown are all going to be there signing autographs and doing meet and greets, which is going to be awesome, especially if you're a big fan of that trilogy, which if you're not, then I think there's something wrong with you, but that's just me.
So how are you going to work a booth and do that?
You're going to sit there while I go meet them.
You're full of absolute crap. I'm a bigger movie buff. I don't care about the booth. How much is the meet and greet, did they say?
They have not announced how much each one is. I'm going to check and see, because usually...
it's going to be pretty high.
Well, I was going to say, usually closer to the actual event, you can prepay for your tickets to... for, like, your celebrity stuff. So I'm just going to have to watch for that to pop up on there and find out how much that's going to be. I know
and
that...
do they give you a select time, or do you just have to stay on?
Probably for those particular actors, you will purchase
huge.
A time slot where you're supposed to get in line at a certain time. That doesn't mean that you're actually going to get to meet them at that time. That just means that's when your group is going to get in line and you'll be prepared. Also, one of my favorites is going to be there, which is Robert Englund from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Speaking of Nightmare on Elm Street, did you see that thing that I sent you earlier this week about Rob Zombie redoing that?
Yes. I don't know how I feel about that. It's called Fred. Yes. Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I
love Rob Zombie's music, but his movies are not high on my list just because, you know, for all of those out there that love his stuff, you know, good for you. I'm not hating on him. But he does borrow from a lot of classic horror films and mashes them together into movies. And if you've watched as many horror films as I have, you're able to see all of the ones that he borrows from.
So he P. Diddy's it.
Oh, no. He's not molesting children and other things.
And on that note, Tony will be
moving
there.
Right along.
Yeah. Tony Booth, 1932, 24th, 25th, 26th, Memorial Day weekend. Anything new to come up with
just,
that?
I have figured out, I have a huge canvas that I've been wanting to get ready for that show, and I finally figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
A Justin self-portrait.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm not as excited now.
I know. I'm very, very disappointing on this one. No, what I've decided to do on that is I'm going to do a Pennywise painting on that.
Oh, okay.
So, I know. That may end up turning into either a Back to the Future or a Nightmare on Elm Street one because of the guests that are going to be at the show.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
So, it might be, you know, more beneficial to paint one of those scenes. I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows? Speaking of show news, let's jump right into movie news. So what I did, T-Bone, on this is I went directly into CinemaCon. So CinemaCon is very much like Comic-Con or Comic-Palooza, but it's just for movies. So what that does is they do test screenings of the newer movies that are going to be released this summer. So most of the stuff isn't vaporware stuff. It's stuff that's already out of pre-production and in production.
It's definitely coming out.
Well, it's definitely coming out. And then they're always kind of tease some pre-production stuff to get, you know, like the Ninja Turtles thing that came out during that Paramount talked about.
Ninja Turtles.
But a lot of interesting movie news. So what I did is I just kind of covered it in a roundabout frame per studio, so we can kind of weigh in on interest level, what we think, even though some of these movies have already been announced as delayed. So Deadpool Wolverine was definitely the fan favorite at CinemaCon. Disney is really hoping that they're going to get them back on track. Disney is really screwed right now, suffering tremendously financially with all the stinkers that have been released that just did not catch fire like they thought.
You know, a movie that Ryan Reynolds was in that I didn't know of was Blade Trinity.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was one of his first movies. Yeah, and I was watching.
He was basically Ryan Reynolds playing yet again
him playing a vampire, a sarcastic vampire.
He was basically,
but it was great. I liked it.
He was basically playing Deadpool as a vampire. Yeah,
it was really good. So sorry to get us off track there,
what
I do a lot.
I mean, that's exactly what we were talking about. So the problem is after launching with hit titles like Avengers and Avatar and all that stuff, you know, Mouse House has a lot of expectations. You know, Indiana Jones was considered a flop, even though I thought it was one of the better of the Indiana Jones movies that have come out. But so what was officially,
I think, because a lot of the older people that were his fan base aren't really going out to movies as much anymore.
Right. No, I, this
so
that
the
movie,
younger generation, I don't think really understand Indiana Jones like we do.
Right. Put it this way. That movie was so good, I called my dad and said, you need to watch this movie. You know, like, you need to watch this movie. This movie spoke to even an older generation than us, because we saw our dear character friend be an aged comic or aged hero as we've never seen him before, and it was actually quite interesting, and it was a swan song to the franchise. I thought I was gonna hate it. I actually loved it. I had zero interest in it, and then I saw it and I was kind of sad that I had zero interest in it. But okay, so no shocker here, Moana 2 has been delayed till 2025. Inside Out 2 releasing this year. Alien Romulus was actually considered a Disney film. I guess that's under
yes,
one
because
of the,
they bought the
20th Century.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Alien
now.
So here's the weird. funny part. Alien Romulus is actually considered the fan favorite. So what I didn't know about Alien Romulus, which you'll find interesting, is that Ridley Scott and James Cameron actually helped work with the new director. I can't remember his first name. Last name is Alvarez. Worked with that director and loaned their practical effects labs.
Oh, that's sweet.
To this director, because he's kind of an up-and-comer.
So it was a transition over to him friendly.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. And they actually helped him with storyline and producing and things like that. So
that's really good to hear, because a lot of times it's not friendly.
So my interest in this Alien movie, unlike some of the other franchises that have been sequeled to death, has gone from like a 2 out of 5 to like a 4 out of 5, you know, because I'm quite interested in what's going on and what's going to happen with that. Mufasa was announced as Vaporware. That's what people consider didn't work for Disney's junket, because the Mufasa, the reason why is the remake of The Lion King was a massive flop.
Are you talking about the live action?
Quote unquote live action.
Yeah,
CGI live action.
Right.
It was a massive flop. And
I didn't dig it.
Nobody
tried to watch it.
Any interest in the Mufasa thing. They kind of showed a teaser thing at CinemaCon. It's not releasing this year, but there was no draw to it. Like, there's no Hakuna Matata moment.
So
it's
what
very
I wanna,
dark and dreary, and it's going to be kind of a weird thing.
But what I want to do is actually see how that movie in particular did at the introduction at D23.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know.
Because D23, if you don't know what D23 is, that is Disney's, like, big reveal of things.
Right.
It's like their big, it's like their Comic-Con.
The only other movie that did not have a lot of excitement in the Disney camp was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which also involves Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis is the guy involved. He was the guy that played what's his name? My Precious in Lord of the Rings. And
he played
Caesar.
Smeagol.
He played all the Caesar characters in all the Planet of the Apes thus far. He's still very much involved, but it seemed like to most critic that it was a cash grab. It was just one of those cash grab type of things. Let's just see what happens. My interest is probably 1.5 out of 5. I liked the first one. The second one was okay, and then it just kind of started. I really
was never interested in those.
The first one was
I remember
good.
Watching the original TV series.
Well, right.
But the movies, I don't know. I tried to watch one of them, and I was like, you know what? This is just not my thing.
Yeah, the first one was decent, and then because the main actor in the first one got into some weird trouble with some of his younger fans. James Franco got into some weird cancel culture trouble. And then it was headed up, I think, by Mark Wahlberg, and then a few other lead actors started to try to come in.
James Franco, like, kind of in the whole Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing? Or am I confused?
Friends with one of those. No, James Franco he had a lot to do with a lot of the Knocked Up type of stuff. You know, he was partnered up with a lot with Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah,
and I know that.
He was also...
No, what had happened is allegedly he started sending inappropriate text messages to younger fans, and that's kind of what got him canceled. And I don't know that to be true or not. I'm just whatever. So,
I don't see it here in the notes, but... I'm actually really looking forward to The Fall Guy that's coming out.
Oh, that's May 3rd. Yeah, so I'll get to that one. We're not there yet, but we'll get to that one. That's a different studio. No, because when they had CinemaCon, Fall Guy wasn't official, and it was kind of like what I call a sneaker movie, which we'll kind of get to some of those.
Okay.
Lionsgate. So Lionsgate came out swinging with this year. With Michael, which is the Michael Jackson story.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Michael Myers.
No.
Damn it.
They're thinking this is going to be a failure to launch, meaning there's a lot of controversial Michael Jackson stuff, and should we be putting a character on a pedestal that was may or may not have been involved that type of controversy?
I'm sorry. Michael Jackson was very influential in the music industry. Yes, he may have done some other stuff that we don't want to talk about.
Right.
But... as we're finding out, even the guy that played Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind had some controversial stuff that he was involved in. So keep in mind, if we're saying things,
the show is not condoning or supporting. If we're announcing things, we're not condoning or supporting that type of behavior in any way, shape,
or
form.
I mean, what they do is whatever.
However, you know. Michael Jackson is a controversial character. I'm not sure how they're going to tell the story without that part in the movie, and it's going to be kind of weird. So they're not holding a lot of high hopes. Now, Ballerina, that's the John Wick spinoff series. I think Lionsgate is putting a lot of eggs in that basket. The Crow, believe it or not, was not received well at CinemaCon. Here's the thing. There's a lot of folks that are a little bit angry about The Crow being remade because of mystique behind the Brandon Lee killing and all that stuff, and they're just angry. They're still angry about it because they don't feel, they feel like it should be left alone.
But, you know, I feel like it was a great movie in its original, you know, but I also was very, very skeptical with this actor that's playing the Crow when he, when I found out he was going to play Pennywise.
Yeah.
And he did amazing. So as I've stated in a previous episode when we first mentioned this, is that we may see the Crow in a way we didn't think we needed to see him.
True. I'm still going to leave. I'm still going to keep Technology Rock's interest at 4.5 out of 5 on the Crow. Because, again, you know I'm not going to get into my personal history with the Crow, but I have a lot of weird feelings about the Crow. I don't want to really talk about it, but there was some personal ties I had to that, and I'll tell you this. I like Skarsgård better as the main in The Crow than Jason Momoa. 100%.
Oh, for sure.
Hands down. You know, I think he'll do a great job.
Momoa was too big of a guy.
He's just too big. Yeah, he's just too big of a guy. And nobody's what was cool about Brandon Lee is he was kind of lanky and thin, and nobody expected him to be amazing.
But he wasn't.
Nobody
like
expected
ripped.
Him to be tough. Whereas right. Jason Momoa, it's like, well, I'm not going to pick a fight with that dude.
I'm not going to pick a fight with Aquaman.
Exactly. And so what didn't work for their junket was Flight Risk, Mark Wahlberg. I think people were kind of burned on the Mark Wahlberg type of character. Killer's Game with Dave Bautista. That one seemed like it didn't work. And then The Crow was also listed in that thing as what didn't work in Lionsgate. And this is based on audience reaction. They're basing this on how the audience reacted and how the critics reacted to it. So anyway, we'll kind of keep our eyes open on all that good stuff. But yeah, all those are in the Lionsgate franchise due to release this year. How about Paramount? You want to cover Paramount, T?
Paramount. Let's see here. So, Paramount, we've got Quiet Place Day One, which is, you know, a really, really good movie. I don't know if this particular one, I haven't really seen the trailers on it, so I don't know how good that's going to be.
Was Gladiator 2 officially coming out this year, or is that one of the vaporware movies? I think that was one of the vaporware.
Gladiator, I don't know of a can of you look actual that, confirmation.
Can you
it.
Look that up real quick?
Yeah, let me
So Gladiator 2 was the biggest launch. That was Ridley Scott. He's actually very much involved in it, and he feels horrible about the Napoleon launch, which I didn't. Did you see Napoleon with Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
But I didn't either, but apparently it was not a good movie, or it was not received well. Paramount is releasing If, A Quiet Place Day One, and then Transformers 1, which I'll
so
get
Gladiator
to in a
Gladiator 2 is a confirmed release date of November 22nd.
This year? Okay.
This year, yes.
I'm going to say I have zero interest in this movie, and here's why. The Gladiator, and you may differ, that's fine. Did you see Gladiator, first of all?
The first one? I saw parts of it.
Okay, all right, well then you can't weigh in. The number one, well, you can, but that was rude. Sorry. So number one was so good. There doesn't need to be a part two. It's like having Titanic part two. There doesn't need to be a part two to Gladiator. If you saw the ending of number one,
no, definitely
there's
not.
No reason to have it. He can't come back from the dead. Sorry, spoiler, but if you haven't seen it, good grief, get a life. Sorry, Tony. if you haven't seen it.
I have an amazing life, by the way.
So, but if you haven't seen it by now, Russell Crowe dies, his son dies, and the woman he was married to dies, which is why he got pissed and was captured and all the other stuff. Maybe his kid didn't die. I don't know. I can't see myself going out to make it a point. However, let me spin it on a positive. Here's what I like about Gladiator 2. They're using a no-name actor for the lead, which if you think about it, Russell Crowe was also a no-name actor when he was in the first Gladiator. So Maybe that there's some synergy there. Maybe there's some cool points there. Don't know. If I'm excited about, that'll be a good one for Raymond. So let's talk important business.
Let's talk important business for Transformers 1.
Can you look at a release date for that too? So Transformers 1 is going to be an animated release, but here's why I'm excited. Did you know, maybe you did, you probably did, that Optimus Prime and Megatron in the comic were actually friends?
That I did not know.
Okay, well, that's what Transformers 1 covers. So that's why it's kind of cool. That's why I feel like, all right. But here's my confusing part about Transformers, and maybe you can help me navigate this, my brain silliness. Why in the heck, if they're aliens from another planet... Would they come to Earth? Why do they know what a semi-truck looks like? Or a gun looks
no,
like?
No. Okay, you got to remember the metal or whatever. I forgot what it's called, so forgive me on that. But from their planet, when it touches something, it animates it.
So when Optimus Prime landed on Earth, he wasn't a semi-truck. Is what you're saying.
No. And
that's okay. I'm just asking. That's fine, because that was my question. I'm like, why in the heck would he know what a semi-truck looks like, or even look halfway like a semi-truck if he doesn't know what a semi-truck is?
And I feel you.
Yeah. So that's just how Justin's brain works. All right. So moving on. It wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be, but... it's still pretty cool. There's still some Paramount news coming up. We got to rush through this. All right, Universal. You know what's funny is that Universal Studios did not come out swinging with a whole lot of film this year. They've got Wicked. That I think they're putting a lot of their eggs in the Wicked basket and the Twisters basket. Despicable Me 4. Which, by the way, if you want to know what a naked minion looks like, just look at a Bowers & Wilkins 800 series speaker. Yes, I said it. No, I'm not sorry. what did not work for the... what's weird is the... okay, listen to this. This is what wasn't received well in their junket. Kung Fu Panda 4, which, okay, I get that. Fall Guy, which is the one you just said, Abigail. That blows my mind.
Abigail looks awesome, by the way.
Because it looks awesome. Right, right.
Abigail, like the previews, I so want to watch this movie.
Right. So, and then the last but not least, they had some vaporware news about Fast and the Furious, which we have no freaking clue what's going to happen there. And then Jurassic World... but we won't see any of that stuff till 2025. So their heavy hitters that they're really putting their money on is Wicked, Despicable Me, and Twisters. What's your thoughts?
And on we all know that Despicable Me is kids are going to love it because the minions are always funny. And if you've watched any of those shows, you've all got your favorite minion. So I think that movie is going to do great.
I just think it's cool that they made burping and farting cool. I'm just going to say that. So.
Oh, yeah, like the fart gun. You know you can buy a fart gun now?
I know. I was told not to buy certain parties 1 year for my kids for Christmas. So.
Totally going to buy one for the store then.
Do we really need a fart gun?
Did we need lightsabers?
True. All right, moving on to Warner Brothers. So the most notable films in the Warner Brothers junket, was Furiosa. That's the new Mad Max due to release this year. Joker, Folie de Dieu, Joker 2 releasing this year. And then Beetlejuice. That's without being, I guess I'm a Warner Brothers guy because all of those movies sound awesome, with the exception of Joker. I'm going to take that one back, but I'll probably still watch it. Notable vaporware categories was Superman Legacy. I know James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy is working really hard to resurrect the dead, rusty ship that is the DC Universe after the Snyderverse crash and burn. Not because of Zack Snyder, just because all the other directors that weren't Zack Snyder that tried to resurrect it. Any of those you got comments on?
Not really. You know, Furiosa, I'm really excited about because I really love the first one. I hope that they keep with how true they've been being to the series because
well, it's the same director, series. Same special effects team, it's same everything. So
yeah, and I mean they even have a big weekend out in the California desert where it's all like.
That's
people dressing
amazing.
Up like from the movies and all of that. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of that. I think it's going to be great. You know, as long as they keep true to it. And like you said, with their keeping with the original people, as far as directors and stuff like that, I think it's going to be awesome. Joker, me and you differ on this. I liked the first one, but you know, that's a great dynamic between us. We don't agree on everything. You know, I'm going to have to see how Lady Gaga does the musical parts of this
movie.
Have
you watched the preview?
Yep. I've watched a little bit of it. But I really, you know, I think what people are thinking of a musical is it, this isn't going to be the Joker meets High School Musical. It's not going to be that way.
No. I watched the entire preview, and I wish I was more interested in the particular franchise. I don't mind Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. I just... It's too heavy for me. It's just... It's one of those things where...
It's actually much darker than the
any DC movie that's ever been out. Yeah, no, I would well, except for maybe Watchmen. Watchmen was pretty dark.
There were some pretty rough scenes in that one.
Yeah. So here's an interesting thing. This is why I kind of keyed in on Paramount T-Bone. Did you know that Sony Movie Studios is entering in the running to buy Paramount? So Paramount Pictures is actually up for sale.
So does that mean it's soon going to be Sony Plus instead
don't
of Paramount
know.
Plus?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. All these are great questions.
Sony, now, Sony would be great because they're a movie company.
So I would put this in what I would call the sneaker category, not shoes, but it's a movie that nobody has been really talking about, wasn't even on our current CinemaCon list. Maybe because it's already about to, maybe because it was coming up or up and coming or about to release. And that is M. Night Shyamalan is actually jumping back in
he's
the horror game.
Director.
But he came out with a movie or has finished a movie called Trap. So Trap stars Josh Hartnett. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Josh Hartnett. He was in Black Hawk Down.
Oh, that was
yeah. So he was in that movie. So he's the lead. He's a serial killer in this movie, and it's called Trap. So it's based at a rock concert. So these kids go to a concert, and he's a serial killer stalking them in this concert. You know, so that's what the whole premise of the movie is about. It's coming out. It's actually going to be. Let's see here.
But didn't they do that in the Hellraiser series already Rave one?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, but it's coming out to be released this year. All right. So let's talk about movies. I'm not even remotely excited about it. 0 out of 1. Why am I talking about it? Because it pisses me off category. And that would be the new...
bum, bum, bum.
Naked Gun.
I'm not going to talk about this one. You go ahead, because my view on this is
so I'm interested in The Pamela Anderson portion of it, no, it's not like that. I feel like Pamela Anderson
Naked
because
Gun meets the beach.
No, it's more of because she's kind of reinvented herself and stripped herself off of makeup and just as a natural. She's already done the stripped herself
stripped.
Thing. Yeah, no, but she's coming out. What I enjoy about her is she's showing her age. And she's still beautiful, you know. She's still a gorgeous woman,
Barbed Wire was a horrible film.
But here's what makes me mad.
This is probably what I don't like.
Liam Neeson is taking over for. Well, he has to because he's dead. Leslie Nielsen's dead. Liam Neeson is taking over.
True.
That would be. It'd be a good reason to take over. So Liam Neeson is taking over for.
You know who I think would have been better?
Anybody.
No. The guy that played the dude. What's his name?
Jeff Bridges?
Yes.
Oh no, he would have been good.
That would have been funny.
I'll get to him. Hang on. Here's what I don't like. He's very anti-gun. Again, Ed Technology Rocks. We
so
do
he's
not
playing
take
a cop
poli-
that
we do
carries
not,
a gun.
We do not take political stances here. But every flipping movie that Liam Neeson plays in, he has a gun and carries a gun, and he's a bad to the bone with a gun. Why are you talking bad about your livelihood? So, okay, I said we weren't going to get political. I got political. My apologies. What does excite me is that Seth MacFarlane is attached to it as the writer, so that may redeem itself, but I'm just not sure. I haven't seen a Liam Neeson movie since. All right, jumping into Sonic the Hedgehog 3. This is another sneaker category. Nobody saw coming. Jim Carrey out of the woodwork saying that he'll never...
Well, he said at the last one he wasn't going to do another one.
He said he wasn't going to do another movie again, but now he's in this movie. Keanu Reeves is actually stepping up to the plate to voice Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So now Keanu Reeves is attached to it, was happy to do it.
Isn't there also along the same thing, isn't there a series coming out called Knuckles about the character Knuckles from... I know there is because I have an 11-year-old that's obsessed with it.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't know.
No. There is a series coming out called Knuckles, which Knuckles is my favorite character, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, true. All right, so we're 30 minutes.
Sorry,
We're 30 minutes in. We got to skip past movie news. We'll kind of take over this on the next podcast. We'll get up. So, new product launch. So Sony. In around June-ish is launching all of their new TV lineup. So they're changing the model numbers to 3 series, 7 series, 8 series, and 9. Good Lord, it sounds like I'm talking about BMWs. But they're launching their new TV. They've developed a new product called Quad Sound, meaning it's, remember the, hey, use your Sony TV as a center channel? Well, now they're basing this technology off of using your Sony TV as a center channel because they now have wireless Atmos speakers for your left and right channels, the rear left and right channels, but each of those speakers have reflective channels so you can go up to 12 channels using their patented 360 spatial audio tuning and calibration, as well as subwoofer tuning and calibration, that they're trying to basically kill the soundbar or the need for a soundbar with this particular thing. All of that fun stuff is coming out this particular June, so watch out for that. I did talk to Andrew Turner from Sony. He said this new XBR9 series, and I quote, is the best TV this gentleman has ever seen. No, he does not. Andrew's worked for Sony over the better course of 20 years. He doesn't use best I've ever seen lightly, and it's not one of those things that he just kind of skates into and then goes around. All right, so Sony new. So if you're waiting to buy, so if you're waiting for a Sony TV or you're in the market to buy a new TV, I'm telling you to wait a couple months. Because they're about to come out with a whole lot of cool stuff in the mini LED category. And it's going to be really, really, really cool. And there's some articles out there with a gentleman that's already tested this particular method, and he said it's absolutely awesome. He goes, it's just not the best thing, not better than wired speakers, so to say, but it would totally just destroy the soundbar territory for sure. So,
moving. You don't like soundbars anyway, so you're not upset about this.
I hate them. So, Apple News, I would torture Tony and make him announce this. So,
let's hear about Apple.
Because of the iOS 17 update, most of your hotel chains are now activating AirPlay with their smart TVs in the hotel room, so you can now AirPlay your own movies from your phone to the hotel TV, so you don't have to rent movies anymore.
You know, with my Android, I've been mirroring over to TVs and hotels for a few years now.
Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, they must be old TVs.
No. as one of our clients earlier was talking about, Apple's just now catching up a few years later.
True. All right. So Focal, our friends at Focal are launching. They've actually kind of already let the cat out of the bag. But
Focal?
Yeah, I'm going to get me some Focal speakers. They're going to kill me for that. But anyway, Name, which is spelled wrong, N-A-M-E, but they spell it N-A-I-M. It's the brand. So apparently they're tiptoeing into multi-channel audio territory, T-Bone, meaning you can have Name amplification with the quality and torque of the normal Name amplification now moving into your either house audio or your surround sound Atmos speakers. That's pretty freaking cool. So
yes,
I know what you're thinking, or not you, Tony, thinking, but I know it mostly, oh yeah, what does it cost, like 10 grand? No, it's actually around $2,500 to $3,500. So within an affordable...
That's actually reasonably
good
reasonably
job, Name. That's awesome to me. That's just because most people can't afford that type of thing that are trying to do multi-channel systems if they want to use the horsepower and torque of a Name device. And it's a heavyweight. It's not. It's an all-channels driven specification. It delivers, the 108 is an 8-channel amplifier, which is kind of strange, but 105 watts or 150 watts into 8 ohms, all channels driven, or 260 watts, 4 channels, all channels driven, and get this, 2 ohms stable, which is also really interesting because most amplifiers, that's where they struggle with for that 2 ohm stability. So Focal coming out swinging, so... look at it to ship in Q2 2024. So probably within the next couple months, you'll start seeing those pop up on the shelf. Awesome job. All right. Hacked. Our favorite section. All right. Remember that little Roku thing we were talking about? Well,
it's getting worse.
Yeah. How worse, Tony?
The last time I looked at it was with you, and it's like, what? Over 500,000.
Now it's 597.
Okay, so that's even higher than the last time we
saw. Almost 600,000 accounts that are hacked.
So if you have a Roku, get rid of it.
Get rid of it, or change your, you know, we're not
change your password daily.
Right. Yep. AT&T is still in trouble. They're actually under investigation because of this recent cell shutdown and
hack.
Well,
we all know how I feel about AT&T
Good
right
gravy,
now.
Gravy, we got to move fast. 38 minutes in. All right, Metra. Okay, Metra faces oversight board investigation over AI deepfake. So apparently, people are deepfaking real younger women and now putting lewd pictures on Facebook and holding those accounts for ransom.
Yep. AI, it's a great thing, isn't it?
Meta also battling with ChatGPT. I don't know if you've looked at your Facebook account as of recently, but AI is now a feature under comments or search. It's now AI driven. So if you have a Facebook account and you're sensitive to AI, you may want to look at your Facebook, but anyway.
Right. Sure.
iPhone news. Here's more iPhone news. This one you'll actually find interesting. So iPhone's recycling program has actually backfired. So people are finding out that they are not being recycled, and they're actually, people are using it to hack into other people's accounts. So there's good news and bad news. The good news about that.
Way to go, Apple.
The good news about that means that you have to actually have the person's iPhone to get in their account. The bad news is clear your flipping data. What the heck's wrong with you? Do not throw Apple TVs and iPhones into a recycling bin without calling your AV tech to wipe them out first. Please do that. Do not throw these things or take them to Best Buy and hand it to another human being.
But
clear your stuff.
But these are just like hard drives, though. Nothing is ever completely gone.
If you're talking about a hacker. If you take a drill bit through it, it's gone.
Yes, but who is going to do that? Most people, the max they're going to do is they clear all data.
Okay, so another interesting tidbit of news in the hack section. Tesla truck recall. That's right. 3,878 Cybertrucks were recalled over a faulty gas pedal. Now, I have watched this video. If you watch the video on YouTube, just type in Cybertruck faulty gas pedal. There is a trim piece on the Cybertruck that slips forward during acceleration and can get stuck under the ridge of the floorboard. Meaning, sorry, it's not funny, but it is funny. I'm sorry, it's funny. It's like a small child sitting on your gas pedal, 100% throttle, and you can't stop your truck except for holding the brake pedal and turning the truck off. Now, if you do not have disaster recovery skills or quick thinking skills, this is a recipe for disaster. You may want to check with Tesla to make sure your truck isn't one of those, or just take the gas pedal cover off. That would be the simple thing.
Or just buy an actual truck.
Or
Tony says to buy an actual truck, and I happen to agree with him, whether he's forgotten or not.
Yeah.
After that statement, I'm sure I won't be forgotten.
No, that's definitely not going to be forgotten.
I'm sure I'm on Elon's radar now.
Although we love Tesla, they created a lot of jobs in Texas for a lot of good people.
Elon is an incredibly intelligent guy. I love how, like, he's a no BS guy. So, you know, I'm not talking, shite about him.
No, not at all. No, he's brilliant. He's like Jobs. He's just like Steve Jobs
Interviews. He just says things how they are. Bill, you know, Gates, he doesn't filter anything. He lets you know what he thinks.
Right.
Which is awesome. I sometimes I wish more people were like that. Sometimes I wish some people were less like that.
I could be less like that if you want. No, not you.
I was about to say.
I'm not referring to you.
Oh, I know you're not going to be less like that to me.
Yeah. No, I was like,
you're going to be more like that to me.
Like, are you hinting toward that? All right, tech topic discussion of the day.
Hey. Dramatic pause.
Too many. Thanks. I got to catch my breath and take a bite of pizza. It's great. Has the streaming bubble burst? Short answer or long answer, Tony?
I think we need to go with the short answer because we are long-winded today.
The answer is yes. So that's the show. No. Sarcasm table of one. So short answer is yes. The stream bubble is bursting and is going to continue to burst, but we'll get into that. So here's the thing. Did you know this fact, though, Tony? Did you know that service providers actually wanted end users to share their username and passwords?
Yes, it gets it into more people's hands. And then once it gets into more people's hands, then they lower the boom on it by saying, now you have to get your own account.
Did you read that or were you just guessing?
That's how I've always felt.
Okay, that you're 100% correct. I was like, hey, I wrote that like 8 pages down. No. So he's right. Is it 100% correct on that? So what is this all? What does it mean? What do we mean by as the stream bubble burst? It means the model doesn't work. It doesn't work in any way, shape, and form. You know why? It's the cost of content creation. There's a demand there that people, you know, the demand isn't there. Meaning people can what? They can live
without
it. There's
the hackability of it all, too.
There's the, well.
And that even goes into, you haven't mentioned it yet, but that even goes into TVs now, because TVs have now been hacked.
Yeah, LG TV announced they had their first.
I don't know if I jumped ahead on that, but like that's.
No, that was last episode. Yeah. That was perfect. The problem that most are seeing with these streaming services is that it's a cash grab mentality for there's too many ways to get to the streaming services, meaning for older adopters, it's too confusing. It's just too confusing. They don't understand it. They don't want to understand it, and that's
here's
the problem.
My take on it also is, as always, you know, it's like, hey, I really like watching the Chucky series. Not really, because it's horrible. But, you know, I want to watch the Chucky series. But then I want to watch this series that's only on Netflix, so now I got to get Netflix. And then there's only this show on HBO Max, or Max as it's called now. So now I got to buy that. And then, you know, Cinemax has its shows, and so I got to get that. And by the time I get all of that, Christ's sakes, I might as well have just stayed with cable. And
bingo.
And the thing with that is something that me and you talked about earlier today. Some of these streaming services, a lot of your cable providers are including those in with your cable subscriptions.
Which makes it what? Equally confusing.
Well, then you have what happens with a lot of our clients, and I totally understand why it happens. They'll have a cable box that has, and this happened at one of our clients just yesterday.
I'm like a proud dad right now. Like, Tony's totally got the steering wheel.
But yesterday what happened is we were at a client's house where on one TV he was logged into one family member's Netflix account. On another TV, he was logged into another person's account. And then on another TV, he was logged into his account. And then, even once again, on a cable box, he was logged into another account. And now it's like, now you're getting confused on which account you're on and all of that, where it's like, man, just give me one place to log in.
So where I weigh in is there's too many darn choices and not enough content differentiation to justify adding
it's
yet
the Android
again
effect.
Another service. Yeah, it's the Android effect. Yeah.
Too many places to get to the same thing.
And it's confusing. It's absolutely confusing.
And, you know, if you know where you're at, you know, in a situation like me, because I'm such an avid Android user and I know where I'm at, you know, I'm fine. But, you know, if you're in a situation where, like, you know, you don't use this stuff, you rely on your AV guy to get you where you need to go and all, and then all of a sudden you start trying to figure it out on your own, and before you know it, you don't know where you're at.
So what's – so here's my crystal ball prediction, and see if you agree with it. Some of these have already happened. So it's not quite a prediction. It's just a continuation of what I see versus what
it's
the market's doing. True. So what's next? Well, that means the prices are going to go up, and they already started to do that, and that they've already started seeing a linear graph of cancellation because the prices have gone up. Password crackdown. So they're going to start. So the people that have been riding free on the wave, they're going to start shutting their accounts down to see if they're going to jump on board to see if they can live with it or live without it.
So my question on this one, you know, I know you were doing your prediction, but my question on this particular thing is, say I'm over at a friend's house and they don't have Netflix. But I'm over there, and I log into my account there. Well, are they going to see that as I'm on a different server now?
It'll probably be a FUBO effect where it'll say you have too many devices logged in. Would you like to sign them out? And then you would just say yes. That's my prediction for it.
Okay. And that I'm cool with. Because the thing is, it's like...
Because you may have a vacation home that has...
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying is you're going to have different networks that are all you. Or... Like I said, say you're over at a friend's house, you want to watch something on Netflix, they don't have it, but you're actually there, and you're watching it. It's you watching your account.
Right.
Well, so I think it's going to get a little messy.
Every one
it gets
of those
out.
Things you've said is dead on true. You know, everyone, and the answer is I don't have a definitive answer to that. I have a feeling each service.
Why don't you?
Because here's the thing. Netflix said they cracked down on it already, but yet I have yet to be kicked off of a Netflix account.
I'm not on your Netflix account.
No, I know. But the only account that I've seen that's enforced this was Fubo. That's the only account that I've ever seen that come
Fubo
up.
Fubo actually is really good about it, but their thing is what they do is they base it off of you have 10 TVs.
Right.
Maybe. Because... I have counted devices before and said, I don't have 10 devices hooked up, but people have my login.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is that they are saying you have too many devices because you've got things happening in too many different places.
You're right. Yeah. No, and they can see that because they can see it via IP address. So let's go back. So price increase already happened. Password crackdown happening in June. My third prediction is brand consolidation. I think you're going to see more and more of these brands consolidate and join forces. We just saw this with Showtime. We just saw that Showtime is shutting down their streaming app and they're joining Paramount Plus and giving you a Showtime option to price increase, quote unquote, on your own to add Showtime to Paramount Plus. There's already talk.
I didn't even know anybody still subscribed to Showtime, honestly.
I just did it for Dexter. I like the show Dexter, which if you haven't seen
Dexter,
it's freaking
awesome. Yeah, but
couldn't
you stream that somewhere else?
So horrible. No.
Really?
However,
that one is... Oh, okay.
So they're going to justify a price increase because of the consolidation, meaning Hulu, ESPN, Disney Plus. It's the Hulu Disney Plus effect, the Hisney effect, or whatever. So Showtime, Paramount Plus already joined forces. Now Xfinity is now waving in talks in joining. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
Joining the Hulu camp.
Oh, Hulu!
No, but how big is that?
Dude, that's with Disney. Once again, Disney becoming even bigger.
Even bigger.
I'm telling you, Disney, the big D.
Devil's advocate, are you going to cancel your cable service to $20 and $30 yourself to death? That's up to you.
Probably.
Tony and I covered this on the very first, actually second episode called Cord Cutting. I highly advise you to go revisit that episode because things have even changed since then. Now, we covered this quite a bit on Cord Cutting.
Exactly. And I mean... You know, it's funny, but the fact that we were talking about cutting the cord. But, you know, it's funny now how even since we did that, which hasn't only been, but what, a couple months ago,
now
is flipping back the opposite direction.
So what do you do? Well, there's really nothing to do at this point. So unfortunately... Things are going to have to level out and get a little bit more confusing before you see things change. You know, very much like the sports world at the moment, it's somewhat unsettling and exciting at the same venue. And the reason why, I know I'm weird, but the reason why is we haven't seen a technology shift like this in decades since the cable box came out. I mean, think about it. You know, but the problem is with the rising cost of everything, people are going to start looking for ways to cut cost, and entertainment, unfortunately, is typically the first thing to go. So I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. T-Bone, we're at 54 minutes. We probably should just save all the rest of this stuff to another cast, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean,
we've kind of skipped a lot of stuff here. I got so much fun stuff I want to say. But, yeah, no, for those of you that are still in the streaming bubble or trying to figure it out, this is what Tony and I just looked at someone's cable bill yesterday. You know, he was like, "Hey, I heard your podcast and want you to look at, can you look at my cable bill?" The answer is always yes.
And
do
and
you
this
know,
was one that
ladies
actually...
and gentlemen, did you notice Xfinity raised their box price to $10 a month? It was $7.50 2 months ago. $7.50 a box, now it's $10 a box.
And
did the box get better, Tony?
No, because it's the same box that's been sitting in your house for...
Did a secret elf come into your house and switch boxes?
Like the underpants gnomes?
Are there underpants gnomes?
Have you never seen them in South Park?
Oh, I thought they were real underpants gnomes.
I think they're socks gnomes.
Oh, no, I believe that.
that is for sure.
No, $10 a month for your Comcast cable box now.
Yeah, that's you know.
That's freaking crazy.
And
this guy was paying $80 a month to have physical cable boxes.
And one of the reasons why he's like, well, I don't want to go away from those boxes.
Because when the internet crashes. Is because it's what? Tony's DVD. It's
Tony's DVD. it's true.
When the internet crashes, guess what? So does your cable box.
But let's also think about that statement right there. If your internet crashes, your cable has already crashed also.
So, ladies and gentlemen, is cord cutting correct for you? I don't know. You know, I can't.
Is
Tony,
it's going to change.
Tony, is it really cheaper? Is it really cheaper?
No. I'm going with a firm no now.
No. I don't. Unless you stick with a service like Hulu and stick within that sandbox,
or if you stick with Fubo.
Or one sandbox, no, it's not cheaper. But then you're going to Netflix yourself and Paramount Plus and Peacock yourself.
No, but
that's
the thing is if you stick to one of those and you don't add any other services, you don't get any of your Netflix, you know, or your Disney Pluses or any of that stuff.
And they're going to have to raise the price even higher now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but you're right. It's all
the business model doesn't work.
Everything that we see is going to raise, and it's going to be just like your grocery bill. It's going to get to where eggs are $4 a carton.
I'm calling you on the carpet on your puddle pad. Is live TV still relevant?
Yes and no. I still stick with that. The reason that I say that...
Look at your scripting. That's what I predicted.
Smart ass.
I literally predicted it.
I still stick to yes and no because
wait, ladies and gentlemen, I will bet. Cover your ears.
He says something about sports.
Okay, go ahead.
Some people plan out their day by what movie or TV show they're going to watch, and they schedule their life around
but
that.
But why would live TV make a difference? Like, why do you need live TV? Why does an individual need live TV?
Have you ever seen, like, Back to the Future?
Such a
Back to the
fail.
Future.
I'm totally dragging it out of him. I predicted that you were going to say something about sports, and I lost.
I'm not a sports guy, so that's why you lost.
I know. I was going to say, well, some people like to. I just knew you were going to say some people.
But no,
like
you weren't completely wrong because I said some people plan their lives around things that are happening live. So sports falls in that category. So no, you weren't wrong.
All right. So
you actually did hit that just in an awkward
or news.
Way.
The other thing about news, there's a lot of people that have been turned off about the news because they now think the news has turned into National Enquirer territory. So sports seems to be the driving force behind all of that.
You've
got to
watch multiple news stations to get the true story.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And that's a cast, ladies and gentlemen, unless you got a rebuttal.
I've always got something smart ass to say, but I'm going to let this one go.
Well, no, go for it. If you got it, go. Go.
Word. No, I really don't.
All right.
Word. Word.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And that is your weekend recap, technology
man, this
rocks.
Was just kind of like, you know,
we're so
were catching
sorry.
Up.
We're really trying. We may have to change format a little bit to kind of make some room. We definitely don't want to be late on episodes, but we definitely want to provide episodes. But have a great weekend, you guys. We love you. 876 listeners to the minute, so we're probably going to break 900 as soon as this launches. How do you feel about 900, T-Bone?
900 is awesome, but I really think with our listeners that we could hit 1,000.
Yeah, that'll be like a week.
No, I think
I mean,
we can.
If you said like 10,000, I'd be like.
No, no. I think we can hit that by Tuesday.
No, all right. 900 listeners by Tuesday, 1,000 listeners by Tuesday. We're putting the pressure on you guys, which means we got to come up with more stuff. Look for your Monday cast. We're going to film that next on a rainy Saturday. But have a great weekend, and we'll see you when we see you.
And I've got the last word.
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 Word, word. All right, we out.
To the bird.